And good morning, everyone. Welcome to Anchor Baptist Church. Good to see you here this morning. Thank the Lord that we can have another meeting together in the house of the Lord. What a blessing it is. Let's stand together, please, if you're able to. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer, and then we're going to do our theme verse, and then we're going to read from a different passage than Proverbs today, but I believe God will use it. I'm praying that God will use it in our scripture reading time as well. So let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy in all of our lives. Thank you that we can have the health and strength to be here this morning. We pray, Lord, for those that are not well, that you'd raise them up, and some that we'll pray for here in a moment. Specifically, we pray, Lord, that you would bless those that are away, give them a good time of vacation or wherever they're at, Lord, today, that you'd bring them back safely. Those that are not well, again, that you'd raise them up, bring them back the next appointed meeting. Father, we need your help today. We need your guidance throughout this meeting, and we want you to get all the honor and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. 2 Timothy 3:14. We're going to go to the book of Isaiah this morning. I skipped the reference on you, didn't I? Sorry about that. Isaiah chapter 40, 28 to 31, and I'm so thankful for some flexibility. Brother Barry was ready for Proverbs, and we threw a curveball, and he smashed it out of the park. So follow along as Brother Barry reads, please.
Morning, Anchor Baptist Church.
Good morning.
Again, like you say, we're doing a little bit differently. We're turning to the book of Isaiah. And chapter number 28. Thou hast not... Sorry? Oh, chapter 40. You're right. Verse 28. How so, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching in his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. That's a powerful passage there. In fact, that's one of my favorite scripture passages in all the Bible. And we're thankful that God gives strength to those who are weary. To those who don't have enough, God is sufficient. And so we're grateful for that. 457 in your songbooks. You can trade your Bible for that red song hymnal beside you there. To God be the glory, great things he hath done. Let's sing it out as unto the Lord. 457, to God be the glory.
To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life an atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Redemption, the purchase of blood to every believer, the promise of God, the vilest offender. Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory,
Let's sing the third, sing the last now. Great things he has taught us.
Great things he has taught us. Great things he hath done. Great are rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus.
Sing it out now, church.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Earth, hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice.
Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son. The glory, great things he hath done.
Amen. Wonderful singing, church. Remain standing if you would as we turn to 275. 275 there, 275. We're going to sing this wonderful song here, It Is Well With My Soul. It Is Well With My Soul, 275.
When peace like a river attends,
the bliss of this glorious thought. Let's sing together now the third.
My sin, oh the bliss. My sin.
That final stanza, the final stanza, sing the fourth now.
And Lord, haste the day when thy face shall be sight. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trump shall resound. And the
Thank you for that singing. You can be seated. We're going to have a prayer, a little prayer time right now, and I'd like to encourage each of us to have somebody we can pray with, and we're going to be praying right now for the Ramon Cabrera family, and I want to just take a little time in the service that we could all pray for them. If you're not aware, Brother Ramon is in hospital today, and on Friday, at some point, going home, there was an altercation with at least one person, or maybe more. We don't know all those details, but we're praying that they would find those details. But so, in some way, there was an assault that took place, and he fell backwards and hit his head very hard on the pavement. And he hit his head not just hard, but he hit it in a very vulnerable spot, as I've had a couple of meetings with the family and the doctors. By the time he was in the hospital on Friday afternoon, he was already in a deep coma and was not responsive. He has not been responsive yet to today. He's no longer under any sedation, thank you. And even with that off, there's no response. They're going to do a test today, one more test, to just see about some other things. The Cabrera family have been here for 14 years. He's a dear servant of the Lord. Unless God raises him up, he's going to be in heaven soon. And so we need to pray for them. We need to pray for them. I'm thankful for those of you that have already been praying. And I had an opportunity yesterday to go and sit with him for about 5 hours. Just him and I. An occasional interruption from a nurse. But we had the Bible reading, and we had prayer, and we had singing. You know, and I started singing quietly, though. You know, I don't want to blast the entire ICU with this voice. And about 5 minutes after I started singing, the nurse came in, as kindly as ever, and she said, "If I could get you an iPad to play music, would you use it?" I just kind of smiled on the inside, like, "Okay, I see where you're going here," because she's parked right outside the room. I said, "Sure." So we had some good old music playing for hours, and just enjoyed some fellowship. So, can we just pause in the meeting right now, and can we pray for God's will in this matter? And could you pray for Nuri, his wife, his stepson Felipe, stepdaughter Jesse, her husband Arturo? They have one child and one more on the way. They live in Calgary, and then Pedro would be the one that you would probably know the best, because he's been here that whole time in the youth group. And so let's just pause, and we need to pray for God's will and grace on the family, and that God would be glorified. Very difficult, but we have to trust God in this. So let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we continue in prayer, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come to you this morning. We come knowing that you are good. We come knowing that your way is its best. But we also come, as you know we are, we're so weak and feeble. And we come seeking your peace in our heart. And for the heart of Nuri and Pedro and Felipe and Jesse and Arturo. And I don't know that he's saved, Lord, Arturo. I seem to remember praying for him years ago. Lord, you've chosen to allow our dear brother to be in the state in which he is right now, and he's in your hands. We know that your hands are loving and tender, and so we're thankful for that. Father, we're praying according to your will that you would reverse the bleeding that's causing the problem, and you could reverse that if you choose. We know you can do that. You are Jehovah Rapha. And he could just sit up right out of that bed if you choose. And so we're trusting that you would do that according to your will. In the meantime, Lord, we pray that there would be much good that would come out of this for your glory. I pray for his sister who's traveling today from Costa Rica. Pray that she would get here safely and without any complications. I don't know about her spiritual condition either. If she's not a born-again Christian, Lord, I pray that through this, and one of our Spanish speakers would be able to speak to her about the Lord. Sensitively, of course, but we just pray for that, Lord, if that's a need. We pray that we would be a testimony to the nurses and doctors. We thank you for the many gospel tracts that have already been given out. Think of this McIntyre family that I met on Friday night, lost their mother, also in ICU. Lord, I pray that the son-in-law would read that track and keep a hold of it. And Lord, that it would do something in their life to bring them to the truth if they're not believers. Comfort them today as well, Lord. I don't know where they are or who, I just know their last name. Please bring great comfort to them is our prayer. Continue, Lord, to guide this meeting. We desperately need your will to be done. We desperately need your grace. And in some way, Lord, we want to say thank you for bringing something into our lives again that we have an opportunity, Lord, to come forth as gold. Not for people to look at us, but for people to look at you. So would you please make this trial a blessing? So we're so thankful that heaven is a real place. So we rejoice in that. If that's where you're taking Ramon to be in your presence, then how could you want someone to come back from that? So, again, please touch Nuri today, Pedro, the rest of the family. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you so much. I'll try to keep you informed as we know different things, but I did forget to mention that his sister is traveling in from Costa Rica, supposed to get in about 10:30 tonight. So I don't know her name. Pedro gave it to me once, but I wasn't able to write it down. So pray for safety for her and just for everything moving forward. I don't think we have. Is anybody visiting today for the first time? I recognize everyone so far. Okay, we're just going to. Don't we have a visitor? Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to overlook you. Sir, what's your first name? Joseph? Welcome. Thank you for coming. We're honored to have you. Welcome to Anchor Baptist Church. I hope to meet you before the service is over or right after the service. We'll let you be seated. Thank you, Joseph, for coming. We're glad that you're here with us. Okay, let's take just a moment. Won't be as long as normal to get around and greet one another. Welcome everyone that's here. And of course, Joseph is back there. So those of you that are around him, definitely greet him and welcome him. Thank you so much for being here. Welcome back, Brother Joey. So good to see you. Love you. Love you, brother. God bless you. Oh, could you refill my water, please? Love you, brother. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Yeah. All right, let's take a minute. I'll go over a few things. Emilio, how you doing, bud? All right, tonight is 6 o'clock meeting as normal, but we also have a fellowship tonight, and this is the month of August, and so we are celebrating July and August birthdays and anniversaries tonight after the service. We also have another baptism tonight, and so that's a great blessing, isn't it? Boy, I tell you what, last Sunday night, what a testimony of God's doing. The scripture says it was marvelous in our eyes. I don't think we've ever had 14 baptisms at one time that I can remember. And you know what? It's not just about that. If it's one, it's a blessing. Praise the Lord. If you think about it. But that was an international baptism too. I think only one of the 13 that were baptized were born in Canada. Can you believe that? Probably can, right? So that was exciting, but it's going to be exciting tonight, too. And so if you've been saved, but you've never been baptized, you have an opportunity tonight to follow the Lord in believer's baptism. So you can talk to me after the meeting, talk to Pastor Kevin after the meeting, and we can get you ready for that. The water's ready. Like the Ethiopian eunuch said, "What doth hinder me to be baptized?" And Philip said, "If thou believest, thou mayest." And we don't have to necessarily say it in the old British way, but if you believe and you've been saved, you may, all right? And so that'll just be a great way to end your Sunday, to get baptized if you're saved. This Tuesday, by the way, ladies, our bi-monthly ladies meeting is this Tuesday at 6. Oh, if you didn't get a bulletin, sorry, gentlemen, I forgot to ask. If you didn't get a bulletin, we'll put one in your hand. Just raise your hand, and I'm going to keep talking while they deliver those to you. The ladies, it's in the bulletin on the back. You can see a little bit about that. Anchored Ladies Bible Study, 6:30 on Tuesday. Rec Night is coming up, and this coming Wednesday, lesson number 2 in a brand new series. Lesson 1, God used in a tremendous way on Wednesday, and we're looking forward to lesson 2 this coming Wednesday. Are you every Friday night, 7 p.m.? And then I think I'll have to talk to Brother Rod. I'll talk to you after the service about the men's retreat and see what we might need to do about that. So we probably will have our prayer meeting at 10 o'clock Saturday at 10, and then outreach at 10:30 this coming Saturday. Deadline to register for Rec Night is on the 8th, so you have a little ways and a little bit of time yet, but just a reminder of that. All right, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer at this time. We're going to pray for our missionaries. Notice our missionaries of the week are listed there for you. The one that's in Eurasia is actually on furlough right now, and they're praying for a miracle building, as we all know about those, don't we? And this gentleman, if he could buy a building where he was serving, it would really help him with the government. And so he doesn't need $6 million, but I think he needs like $500,000 or something like that, if I remember right. And so let's pray for that. And then our missionaries in Romania, the Nibbies, we heard from them, and doing well. College is starting back up. Great opportunities there. And then, praise the Lord, I didn't write down his name, but the Spillmans had their baby just a couple days ago, and they had a baby boy. And boy, if I could remember his name, I can't remember it. But praise the Lord, safe delivery. Thank you for praying for them. And they're, I believe, based out of Utah right now, while they're back on furlough as well. And so praise the Lord for safe arrival of the newest Spillman family member. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. What's that? William Tobias. Thank you very much. William Tobias, a great name. Let's pray for the offering, and let's pray for these missionaries. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you for the privilege of serving you. Thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that died and shed his blood that we might have forgiveness of sin and was buried. And 3 days later, he had conquered death. He conquered sin. He conquered the enemy. And so, Lord, we pray that as we have opportunities to communicate and be in your presence, Lord, that we would be greatly reminded of what it cost to not only have prayer, but have an opportunity to be in heaven someday through the Lord Jesus. We pray if there's anyone here this morning, anyone joining us on live stream that is not sure they're on their way to heaven, I pray that today would be the day they would say yes to Jesus. We thank you for the gentleman that got saved yesterday afternoon. And we pray, Lord, that he would grow in grace and in the will that you have for his life. We also thank you and praise you for those that identified with you in baptism last Sunday night. We pray, Lord, that they would also stay in the Bible and stay in the church and just grow in you. And Lord, we know that the enemy attacks a lot of times right after that baptism. And so we pray, Lord, that they would, by your strength and by your power, stay the course. We pray, Lord, for tonight's service and this afternoon's Gospel Farsi ministry meeting and tonight's service and the baptism and the fellowship. We pray that all of it would bring honor and glory to you. We pray for anyone that's been saved but never baptized, that tonight they would say yes to getting baptized. And we pray that you'd work in that. Lord, we thank you for our missionaries. We thank you for William Tobias being born safely to the Spillmans. Bless them. Bless Mrs. Spillman. Bring healing to her body. We just thank you for that. We pray, Lord, as well for the Nibbies there in Romania, for the college year that's coming up, and the other requests, Lord, that they had. We pray that you would, I think starting another church was also a prayer request that they had as well. And then our missionaries that are in the Middle East, Lord, that are home right now, Lord, they need to buy a building. And so, Lord, that's in your hands, and we pray, we thank you for the finances that have already been given. And we pray, Lord, that that would grow. We pray, Lord, for the, speaking of buildings, we think of the Great Whale River trailer opportunity, Lord. And if we could give to that, I pray that we would give to that. And it would help mightily that church that is meeting in the pastor's basement currently. And, Lord, they need a place. I thank you for the finances that have already come in. And I pray, Lord, that you would supply the, I believe it's 20,000 total that is needed. Several thousand have come in. Thank you for that. We pray, Lord, that that need could be met soon. Father, continue to work in this meeting in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, let's take our songbooks one more time. Turn to 507. 507. Would you stand, please, if you're able to? Come, thou fount. We'll sing all the verses. Thank you.
Everybody standing as we sing. 507. Sing this as unto the Lord. Come, thou fount. 507.
Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mountain fixed upon it, Mount of Ivory.
Sing the third on the last.
Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Grown to wander, Lord, I feel it. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above.
Amen.
You can be seated. Thank you. Sorry. Another change of plans. 312. I'm going to sing for you this morning as unto the Lord and pray that God gets glory for it.
God never moves without purpose or plan. When trying his servant and molding a man, give thanks to the Lord, though your testing seems long. In darkness he giveth a song. Oh, rejoice in the Lord, he makes no mistake. He knoweth the end of each path that I take. For when I am tried and purified, I shall come forth as gold. I could not see through the shadows ahead, so I looked at the cross of my Savior instead. I bow to the will of the Master that day. Then peace came and tears fled away. Now I can see testing comes from above. God strengthens his children and purges in love. My Father knows best, and I trust in his care. Through purging, more fruit I will bear. Sing it with me. Oh, rejoice in the Lord, he makes no mistake. He knoweth the end of each path that I take. For when I am tried and purified, I shall come forth as gold.
Amen. Psalm 55 in your Bible. Thank you, Brother Carlos. Psalm 55 in your Bible. Thank you. Yes. Psalm 55. Aren't you glad we have the Word of God? And then I'll say again, aren't you glad we have the Psalms? Amen. Oh, these are precious. Am I on here? I'm going to use this, Jacob. I think I turned it on. Did I turn it on? All right. Psalm 55. I'll read in just a moment. It's my new cane. All right. See if I can get that to stay there. It's not going to do it. That's okay. All right. Psalm 55. Just one verse. We'll pray and we'll get into the message. The Bible says, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." Would you read that with me out loud, please? Ready? "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." Our Heavenly Father, we truly need to hear from you today. We are here knowing that your word is sufficient. You are sufficient. And I pray, God, that you would lead in this part of the meeting. Thank you for what you've done in our hearts already. Truly, you are good. In Jesus' name, amen. It's debatable as to what was going on in the life of David at the time of this writing. There are, again, several different interpretations of what the burden was and what the difficulty was in his life. Some think it might have been the rebellion of Absalom. Others didn't really ascribe to that regarding this particular psalm. But it's a beautiful psalm, a challenging psalm. Really, to read through the whole thing, I would encourage you to do that. But someone, in some way, there's a burden that's on David's heart. And someone has turned on him. Someone has betrayed him in some way. And yet David says that this burden, this difficulty, God is able to bear it. It isn't something that is unbearable, if you will. It isn't something that is beyond the broad shoulders of our great God. One commentator said, "God imposes burdens to see what we will do with them. We may carry them to our undoing, or we may cast them on him for his blessed countenance." God imposes burdens to see what we will do with them. Whether it's a church burden, we have maybe more than one of those today, but we have one very urgent one. Or there's something in your life personally that is a burden today. God has allowed it. God has put it into your life to see what you or I will do with it. I love that statement. Am I going to just keep it and put it in my pocket, or am I going to carry it, or am I going to bring it to the Lord, if you will, as the psalmist says, to cast it? Another writer said, "The word burden means whatever is given you, your appointed lot. And the promise is not that God will carry it, but God will sustain you." It's almost as if we're giving it to God, but at the same time, God is carrying us along with the burden, if you will, quite possibly. I'd like to look at three thoughts from this one verse. And I asked Brother Kim to bring me this fishing pole. So hopefully nobody on the front row loses an eye. So do you have glasses? Okay, no. Okay, maybe I'll be over this side. We got a lot more glasses over here, so better chance of not putting out an eye. It's interesting that Friday night, Brother Kim came to the hospital, and we were sitting out there waiting to get in. And he said, you know, last fall I went fishing with Brother Ike, or Brother Ramon. I went fishing with Brother Ramon. You wouldn't have gone fishing with Brother Ike. He's up there in the big pond upstairs with the Lord. He says, I went fishing with Brother Ramon. I taught him, wanted to learn how to fish. And he went and he bought him his equipment. He bought equipment. Brother Ramon bought equipment and they went salmon fishing twice. And they had a great time out there on the river somewhere. And this, the psalmist says to cast our burden on the Lord. Number one, my part is to cast my burden on the Lord. My part. So if you take notes, you just write my part is to cast my burden on the Lord. To cast, that's why I have this fishing pole here, and I hope you will remember this one word, especially all throughout your life. And that is, if you see a fishing pole, maybe if you don't see one very often, but you'll remember this word. The word cast means to cause to move or send forth by throwing. Now, I remember the first time I went salmon fishing, and Brother Duane was there for that. And Brother Malazzo and Brother Bediria were there. And I'm not a very good fisherman, and I don't know if I'd ever fished on a river before. Maybe once. And so we did a lot of casting that day, and thankfully we harvested a lot of fish that day too. It was fun. But it means to send forth. When I saw that word cast, that's immediately what I thought of was a fishing pole. Casting the line, you don't cast your pole, right? You cast your pole in the water, you're done. You cast your line in the water, right? But it's that idea of sending forth by throwing. That's my part. The theme today is casting and sustaining. Casting and sustaining. This is my part. There's no way that anything is going to be better until I do my part. So whatever it is in your life today, God is waiting for you to do your part. Whatever it is in my... Now, salvation is not that way, okay? Salvation, God already did His part. My part is accepting Him by faith. So if you're here today and you're not saved, God is still waiting. I guess God is waiting on you to do your part. He's waiting on you to turn to Him by faith and accepting the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. Hope I don't kill that fan today either. Cast. So what is our responsibility? Our responsibility today, according to the psalmist, is casting. God is waiting on me to unload my burdens. And God is waiting on you to unload your burdens. Cast them on Him. Now, here's the difference, though. When we go fishing, we cast our line out, and then what do? We bring it back in. Well, you know what we do a lot of times with our burdens? We reel them back in. We cast it out there for a while. And then we think, no, wait a minute. And we bring it back. We try to deal with it. We try to overcome it. We try to just figure it out on our own. And so we're just reeling it back in. You know, like when you got that fish on the line, what are you doing? You're reeling it in as fast as you can. Now, with salmon, usually it takes a while because they're heavy. It's not like those bluegill I used to catch as a boy. You know, those things were about that big. You could reel them in no time. You could actually pop them right out of the water. They weren't very heavy. And life has bluegill-type challenges. And life has salmon-type challenges, doesn't it? Either one, it's not good to bring them in. When you cast the burden, if it's a bluegill, very small fish, or if it's a king salmon, whichever one it is, when you cast the burden, don't bring it back.
This is my responsibility. So this is your responsibility this morning. Our responsibility as a church is to cast. We have no idea how many challenges will come to our life. You have no idea how many difficulties. Ramon went to work on Friday morning, and he went to paint just like he always did. You went to work. You did your stuff on Friday morning. I went to did my work and did everything. We're doing everything that we're doing. It's just a normal day, right? That's how it is in life. And all of a sudden, at 8:30 on Friday night, I get a call, and I go to the hospital, and here we are today. So we're not under control of how many burdens are going to come into our life. That's up to the Lord. But I say to you this morning, we do have a responsibility when a burden is given to us. When a challenge comes our way, the psalmist says, first word, 22, chapter 55. What's the first word? Cast. There's an understood subject there in that verse. The understood subject is you. All right, English 101, here we go. You cast. Me cast, right? So that is something that we have to... Now, I remember as a boy, I did do a little bit of fishing as a boy, not much, but I do remember that early on in learning, I had to have help. I didn't know how to hold your thumb down on this button, and when you're bringing it back, when you bring it forward, let go of the button. You ever had one of those? The button, right? Maybe this doesn't have a button. It's a fancy one. And, I think mine was a Webco. Anybody remember Webco? That's a ways back there. Okay. Webco fishing rod, and let go. So I had to have help. You know what? I don't believe God is expecting you and I to cast alone. It is our responsibility, but... we have someone in us as a believer to help us learn how to cast. We have someone in us as a believer, the Holy Spirit of God. We have someone interceding beside the Father for you and for me today as a believer. Listen to this, who is tempted in all points like as we, but yet without sin, he suffered. He knows what it's like to suffer. He knows what it's like to be rejected. He knows what pain is. He knows what loneliness is. The Savior suffered it all and went through it all and willingly laid down his life, and he's interceding, and so we don't cast alone. But it's our responsibility. Lord, I need your help. I have this burden, Lord. It's all I can think about. I have this burden. And the verse of Scripture says, I'm supposed to cast it. Lord, I need your help. I want to cast this burden on you right now, and I don't want to reel it back in. Isn't it amazing that sometimes we take the rod and we cast it out there, and we see something in the water. Maybe it's a leaf, or maybe it's something. We're not sure what it is. And so we're trying to get that and bring it in even, We're just looking for something to reel in. That's not what it says here. It says cast. What we must not do is reel the burden back in. 1 Peter 5:7. Would you turn there, please? Maybe you've memorized it. 1 Peter 5:7. Cast. I've got a burden. I don't know what to do with it. Cast. With the Lord's help, cast thy burden upon the Lord. 1 Peter 5:7. Remember who wrote this, right? The one who denied the Lord three times. The one who was quick to speak, Peter. 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. That's your responsibility. That's my responsibility. If I walk out of here today with my head hanging low and my shoulders stooped, I'm not talking about physical, because that could happen, amen. But I'm talking about on the inside. If I leave here and I leave the fact that God says to me, I can cast something on him. If I leave here with that kind of feeling, yes, we're leaving here still praying and and concern, but honestly, it's out of your hands. Everything's out of my hands. I mean, every day that we live is in the hand of the Lord, isn't it? And so there's no reason for me to walk around stooped. I'm talking about on the inside. I can, right now, I can, even sitting here, I can cast whatever it is on the Lord. That's my part. Number two, it's not that complicated, is it? But we get involved and it's complicated. He says, cast thy burden upon the Lord. And, or it says, he shall sustain thee. So number two, his part is to sustain me. Number one, my part is to cast my burden on the Lord. Number two, his part is to sustain me. That word sustain means to give support or relief to. Hallelujah. Don't we ever need that? We need it today. We'll need it tomorrow. We need to be sustained. I'm not capable of handling in my flesh and in my own inner man, just me as an individual, you as an individual. We're not capable of handling the things that come in life. Whether they come unexpectedly or whether they come when we thought they were coming, we still can't handle them. We need sustaining. We need support, don't we? Something is sagging, the building is sagging or something. They check the foundation and they may need to support the foundation or support the rafters or whatever. There's a sustaining, there's a support, there's a relief. I'm reminded of the Israelites. They were sustained, weren't they? All that wandering they did. The Bible says that their clothes never wore out. Man, can you believe that? I would talk to you ladies for a minute, but I'm not going to. Hell, we'll just leave that. Right, guys? Right, ladies? We'll just leave that. I don't have anything to wear. I'm not going to say I've never heard that. But anyway, can you imagine wearing the same outfit for all those years? It just grew a little bit more, right? To keep modest, amen? Man, I really wish we could get a new one of these. It just kept growing. The sandals just kept growing somehow. You know? One pair of sandals, ladies. Woo-wee! Let's leave that one alone, all right? The Lord sustained them, you know, every day, except one food came out of the sky. What is it? Yep, that's right. That's exactly right. Manna, that's what it is. What is it? That's how you describe it. And they got a little tired of that, didn't they? But God sustained them. I mean, all the other miracles, but they were sustained. Again, he met every need they had. And so, you know, I'm preaching to me. I've really sought the Lord over the last few days. I've sought the Lord all the time. But, you know, sometimes we seek the Lord even in a greater way because, you know, the mind and who we are as the humans, as I said, sometimes things are just too much. It's like you got kicked in the stomach with a ball and the wind is knocked out of you and you can't breathe. Spiritually, that happens, doesn't it? In life, it happens. God is not bound by time. He sustained the Israelites. He'll sustain the Anchorites. Tempted to say, God, you know, we were so thankful for challenges, but why? why do you have to? Why do you have to pick us? And there's challenges for everybody, but we have a sustaining God. 1 Kings chapter 17. We talked about this man a few weeks ago a couple times. First, he got sustained by a big old raven. God sustained Elijah. And then The river ran out, and so God said, go to Zarephath. The Bible says in 1 Kings 17:9, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to what? Sustain thee. You know, God uses people also to help sustain us. The other night, again, I'm sorry, but it's just, it's on the heart. The other night, it was now morning. It was now 1 a.m., probably Saturday morning, and this Spanish fellow came around the corner, and it was Johnny. Johnny's a lifelong friend of Brother Ramon's. They go back. He's Honduran. They go back a long time. Johnny's a believer. And, you know, it was 1 a.m., and I was just, I was hanging on, folks. Coffee had worn out long time ago. If I'd have sat in that chair much longer, they might have given me a thing and said, you know, check in, buddy, check in. No, I've checked in enough there. I don't need to check in anymore. But he came at that hour, and you know what? He had the joy of the Lord all over that, all over his face. He really didn't know what had happened, and I talked to him a little bit about it. But I know he stayed there for a long time. God said, Elijah, I'm going to sustain you through this widow woman. God will sustain if we cast. God will sustain in some very unusual ways sometimes. But he will sustain. He tells us in Proverbs, if we trust in him with all our heart and lean not unto our own understanding. Folks, I can't understand. I can't understand a lot right now. So I'm not supposed to lean on my own understanding. But in all my ways, I'm supposed to acknowledge him. And what does he promise to do? Direct our path. He will sustain us. Number one, my part is to cast my burden on the Lord. Number two is his part, and that is to sustain me. And number three, and lastly, the result. What is the result? I shall never be moved. Notice that I shall never be moved. The righteous as a believer. Fear leads only to desire to flee. We want to run. Fury only emphasizes the consciousness of the wrong. We want to get mad. Fear or fury, F-U-R-Y, fury. It's talking about rage. This is a quote. It's not mine. Mr. Morgan. Fear leads to fleeing when challenges come. Fury only emphasizes the consciousness of the wrong. But number three, faith alone creates courage. Faith creates courage. Faith in God. We don't believe in a God who just lets things happen. He purposefully does what he does. And here's the hard part that's really hard to get my head around. The day that Brother Ramon was born, his day of death was already determined. When will that be? I don't know. God could raise him up. That would have been determined already. So in one sense, my faith is not in circumstances. My faith is in God. Because circumstances are like a roller coaster. At one point, the circumstances in life could be really good, and we could say, great. But the next turn, the next corner of that roller coaster, you know what happens, right? Boop, and down it goes. So we don't have faith in the circumstances. We have faith in God. That is the result. I shall never be moved. You see, what Satan desires, okay, what Satan desires for you and for me, I'll tell you what he desires. He wants us to move away from truth. Truth. This is truth. Sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. John 17:17. Satan wants us to move away from truth. And so when a challenge comes into our life that God allowed, Satan will try to use that to move you away. To move me away. Notice it says there in the text that I shall never be moved. Okay? That's if, number one, I do my part. What was my part? What's my part, church? Cast. Cast, that's my part. His part is what? Sustain. He'll do that. And then because of that, I'll never be moved. But I got to start with the casting, then the sustaining, and then I'll never be moved. See, Satan's objective, once you get saved, he can't take you to hell, praise the Lord, but he wants to ruin our lives. And so the way to do that first is to get us away from the truth. God's word is truth. Satan's desire for God's children is to move away from a daily time in the Word of God. We get discouraged about something and we just neglect the Bible. Don't neglect the Bible. Devour the Bible as much as you can. Even if it's one chapter a day, do it every day. Ask God to speak to you. The Bible says, "Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." I just don't understand. Ask God to help you. If you're saved, you have the author of the Bible living in you. So you can understand. Okay? "Open thou mine eyes, God." That's a verse. That's a principle. "That I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." But he desires that we neglect the word of God. Satan has a desire that we move away from praying without ceasing. No, we need to pray more. The attack is on. I'm not saying Ramon was attacked necessarily spiritually. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying we need to pray more. Satan desires to move us away from the church house. A lot of times discouragement sets in and a lot of people will make the very poor choice of saying, "I'm just not going to go to church. I'm discouraged." I know you've heard this before. I'm going to say it again. That's the most important time to be there. The last place you want to be is sitting at home when you're discouraged on a Sunday morning. If you're healthy, you need to be here. But Satan wants to move you away. That's his goal. And he'll use whatever it takes. He'll use prosperity. He'll use difficulty. He'll use disagreement with somebody in the church. He'll use it all, believe me. Satan's desire is to move us away from being a witness. Satan's desire is to move us away from living a peaceful life. "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." "Be careful for nothing," Philippians. "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Be careful means don't be worried. You say, "What? I'm worried about five things right now, and I've got them written down. I can show them to you." Sure, we all deal with that. But we shouldn't live in a state of worry. When it comes, what are we supposed to do? Number one, cast. Then what happens? Sustain. That's God's part. So when worry comes, cast it. Because if we cast it by faith, the return is sustain. And it's peace. And it's what? I'll never be moved. A formula, right? But we can't jump to saying, "Yeah, I want peace. No, you got to start with cast. Satan's desire is to move away from loving my spouse. To move away from loving my children. To move away from loving the Lord. Of course, that's first and foremost. That is his desire. I'm just saying, the desire of Satan this morning is to move us away. And even right now, in this moment of our church history, and there's been moments like this before, I'm not trying to bring up the old things that God is helping us overcome. And I'm not trying to belittle what's going on right now. But, you know, in a sin-cursed world, and I have a sin-cursed body, by the way. This body is breaking down. Why? Because of sin. I'm not saying that I'm living in sin. It's just this is a created body. It's going to die. I need to do my best to take care of it, but it's going to die. Or, you know, again, like what happened, again, it just, things happen out of our control. But what is in my control is cast. And then he will sustain. And then I'll never be moved. I like that hymn in our songbook, Jesus is my Savior, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the waters, Lord, I shall not be moved. Can I just, I'm transparent right now. And I'm transparent a lot. So just take it and I hope it'll help you. But you know what? Sitting at that bedside, it's not fair. God, what are you doing? This man comes out most Saturday mornings for outreach. God, what are you doing? You're taking a laborer. We're praying for laborers, God. What are you doing? I'm just being transparent. I've got a cast. God, it's been a year of great burden. God, what are you doing? I've got to cast. Can't stop casting. The minute I stop casting, guess what happens? No more sustaining. Because I got to cast first. Psalm 55:22. Scripture reads, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never, isn't that a great word, never, suffer the righteous to be moved. Shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. I say today be a good day to start casting again. Just don't reel it back in. Cast your burden. And we have a verse to claim. Father, you said in your word that if I would cast my burden on you, you would sustain me and I would never be moved. I'm claiming that promise today. And peace that passeth all understanding, keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Casting and sustaining. Let's pray. Our gracious God and Heavenly Father, we thank you for the comfort that we find in your word. And Lord, as a church family, when one aches, we all ache. As a church family, when one rejoices, we all rejoice. Oh God, hear our cries today. We're casting. And in these cries, God, we're casting. Please sustain us. Please help us to never be moved. When it becomes our home that's dealing with the tragedy, and many in this room have dealt with it in a very difficult, challenging way, and I'm sure we all have in some way, Don't be moved. We can't be moved, Father. Please sustain us. Father, I pray if there's anyone here in this meeting that's not yet saved, that they would say yes to you today. Not yes to a religion, but yes to Christ. Please, Father. Our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. If you're not sure you're saved, and I'm not going to embarrass you, if you're not sure you're saved, I'd like to pray for you. Is there anyone here by the uplifted hand? No one's looking but me, and I won't embarrass you in any way. You say, Pastor Turner, I'm not sure I'm on my way to heaven, but today I want to get that settled. Would you just slip your hand up? Is there anyone like that? I'm not sure I'm on my way to heaven, but today I want to get that settled. How many of you would say, Pastor Turner, I know I'm saved. There was a day in my life where I turned to Jesus Christ. I'm saved, and I know I'm saved. Would you raise your hand if that's you? I'm saved, and I know it. God bless you. You put your hand down. If for some reason you didn't raise your hand either time and I couldn't see everybody, the Lord Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but through Him. I don't know what God's going to do with Brother Ramon's life, but I know the man's follower of Jesus Christ. Right now it would seem just a shell of him is on that bed. Maybe soon he's going to be with the Lord. I don't know. But I know he's saved. I know his spirit agreed with mine many, many times. And I know he's ready to go if God takes him. What about you? I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to say, hey, let's think about this in real terms. Life can go quickly. If you're not sure you're saved, please don't leave today. Please talk to someone after the meeting. I need to get saved. How about it, dear Christian? It's time to pick up our pole and initiate God's promise. We must initiate God's promise by casting. Heavenly Father, bless the invitation. Please, Lord, we need your Holy Spirit, the great comforter today, like maybe... we need the comforter every day, Lord, but you know how we are as humans. We look at things in different ways. We're in great need now. Father, if someone's not saved, they have an even greater need. Move in their life. In Jesus' name. Would you stand with me, please, if you're able to? Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. The pianist will begin to play. As the Lord leads, you come. You come. You come and pray.
Thank you so much for your attention. Brother Dwayne, would you be able to come up here? And I'm going to have you pray, please. Brother Ramon is at Royal Columbian Hospital. He's in the intensive care unit B. And he is not bound from having visitors. Okay, I'm not saying we should all go up there after church. There is a limit on how many at a time, but he doesn't have a restriction from having visitors. So if you wanted to go, you would go in the parking garage and park and use that elevator that's in the parking garage and go up to the second floor. He's not in the towers. He's in the ICU, which is in the health center, it's called. Up to the second floor, and you turn right, and then make a left down the long hallway. There's signs, okay? And then you have to buzz in. You could just tell them, you know, this is Pastor Ben, your name, from Anchor Baptist to see Ramon Cabrera. I don't know that you should be able to get in. If you'd like to go see him. So if that's something you can do, again, you know, he's completely unresponsive physically, and there's a lot of tubes and things like that. I'm not trying to be gross, but you have to be prepared. If that's not something you want to see, then don't go. Pray for him. But if you'd like to go, you can. I went by this morning on my way to church. I just wasn't planning on doing that, and partway to the church, I just felt like I needed to go. So I zoomed down there and went up and just spent maybe 5 minutes with him, just to tell him, you know, hey, it's Sunday, I'm going to church. Just try to talk to him like I would if he was looking at me. We had a little nice little time of prayer, and so you can do that if you'd like to. So Gospel Farsi Ministries at 2:00, praying for that. And then 6:00 tonight, we'll meet together, God willing, and continue our series on the life of Esther. Great series on the life of Esther. And then, of course, the Anchored Youth Class will meet. Patch Club is meeting again, of course, fellowship. And then we also have a baptism tonight before the fellowship. Okay? Again, thank you. Let's continue to pray for the Cabrera family. And Brother Dwayne, thank you for your willingness to just dismiss us in prayer, please. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. We thank you, Lord, so much, Lord, for your goodness. And Lord, we just thank you so much for your truth, Lord. Thank you so much for this truth that we heard, Lord, and each and every one of us, Lord. If not, it's going through a trial, Lord. A trial will come. Lord, help us to be willing, Lord, to cast these burdens upon you, Lord, and that you may sustain us, Lord. And as we heard, Lord, never to reel it in. But, Lord, it's hard. It's hard to leave it out there. But, Lord, your goodness, and we need your grace, Lord, towards us, Lord, and just pray, Lord, you help each and every one of us here, Lord, with our burdens, Lord, that we may cast it upon you. And, Lord, you may sustain us, Lord. And we pray for the Cabrera family. Lord, if it is your will, Lord, I pray, Lord, you let Brother Ramon rise up.
Amen.
That you be with Nuri and Pedro, Lord, that you comfort them during this time. And their family, Lord, that are traveling. Lord, I pray for the family, Lord, and for each and every one of us. Anyone here, Lord, who doesn't know you as their Savior, Lord, our life is nothing but a vapor.
Yes.
Lord, that we can go anytime, Lord. So I pray, Lord, that today will be the day of their salvation.
Amen.
Lord, and just pray, Lord, that you will help that, Lord, and work in this situation. Thank you so much for Brother Ramon, Lord, and his faithfulness, Lord, and his labor for you. Help him, Lord, his testimony to reign on us, Lord, and that
Amen.
We may follow him. And Lord, we love and thank you so much, Lord. But thank you so much for this service. Please help everyone to return home safely, Lord, and you bring us back tonight. And Lord, we give you all the thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.